RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Donnie is driving back from Maryland, where he watched the Steelers suffer this deplorable loss with his dad, who's a diehard Steelers fan, and said that the human species peaked in the early 1980s.
83, to be very specific.
Segment is brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Charlie Borges is here. Charlie is our resident hockey expert. He also has more on the breaking news. The Penguins made a trade, a low-risk, high-reward trade with the Columbus Blue Jackets in the last hour or so. And we didn't know what was going back to Columbus in the deal, but we do now. Do we like the trade less now with this news? We can't.
Hold on. Let's get his mic up there. You do, Charlie. Now you're up.
Yep. There we go.
Oh yeah.
I like the trade less now.
How much less? If it, what was it on
well,
a 1 to 10 scale?
So it's
1 to 10 scale first. Before you knew the full details, what did you think of the trade? Grade it.
7.
7. Okay. A B plus.
Yeah.
B. Whatever. What is it now?
3.5. Oh, 4.
Wow.
Did you hear him like expel all the breath in his lungs?
They gave up Dan Heinen, which is fine. He's been on waivers a lot this year.
He's a body.
So
he's
just, who cares?
Just a guy.
The third round pick, who cares? You have so many.
Yep.
But the 2026 Blues second round pick that they gave up, the Blues are a bottom five team in the NHL, so that pick could be anywhere from 33 to 39. That's a borderline first round pick. You're going to give up a borderline first round pick for a guy who may crack the lineup and chip in a few goals?
Can I offer like one counterpoint, though?
On a contract that is
he's
up at
RFA.
The end of the year, and it's going to be restricted. And
so you have team control over him, but like
you got to make a decision on
him. You have to figure out if you think he's good enough to keep.
Right.
Blank or get off the pot. At this point in his career, 25 years old, first round pick, come on.
Let me ask you this, though. My devil's advocacy position here would be as follows, and I freely admit that of the three of us in here, although Pony knows a ton of hockey, he puts that in like the deep storage part of his brain. I try to watch as much as I can when I can, but you're the guy who writes about it for a living. Could I not fire back with, yeah, but really, how many of picks 33 to like 37 in most drafts, how many of those guys ever materialize into anything, let alone like an NHLer of any substance, like anything?
It's a good rebuttal. I mean, picks 1 through 12 in the draft are like guaranteed to at least crack the lineup within the next year or two after the draft, but
it's like the weirdest draft once
yeah.
you get past that first, that lottery-ish portion. It becomes like not a crapshoot, but Hank Zetterberg
yeah.
was what, the last guy in a draft, Hornquist, a Mr. Irrelevant.
Maybe you
that took was a 7th.
But maybe you could have used that pick, if they're going to pick like 9th, maybe you could have used that pick
to move around.
To move from 9
yeah.
to 6 or something like that.
Yeah. Or to get a player.
Right.
No, that part's better, but they're also not the team. What's weird about this is I thought they were the team that wasn't going to use draft picks of any substance to try and like get better at the deadline, for example, right?
Yeah.
And they're using it, it sounds like you're saying, for a, as you put it, magic beans trade still.
Correct, magic beans.
That part of it, that very basic principle, why give up any picks if you're not really trying to contend
What is the best case scenario for this guy they got back for Columbus in this trade?
He scores 15 goals this season, and he becomes a 25-30 goal scorer for the next 5-10 years.
Best case scenario.
That's the best case scenario. Worst case scenario, he scores 2 goals the rest of the season, and you don't qualify him, and he walks in free agency, and the Blues pick somebody, or they flip him for somebody that they use for good.
I would like to just throw myself, prostrate myself here and apologize. I got something wrong there. Prostrate.
What'd you get wrong?
Zetterberg was not a Mr. Irrelevant. Hornquist definitely was. Zetterberg was the mere 210th pick out of 272. Datsyuk, however, you got it wrong. Sixth rounder. 171 overall.
One round off.
Well, how about Gensel? He was a third round pick.
He was. He's like
so
one of those.
Rust.
Yeah, they've actually had
all credit to
Ratio.
RIP.
That's right. The Donnie Football Debrief is brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Chaz?
The Debrief, December 29, 2025. The AFC North is not the only division up for grab, fellas, this weekend. My beloved Buccaneers are fighting for their lives in the NFC South. However, I know that's it is laughable.
Is this Buccaneers Junction here?
No, but here's the thing. If the Falcons win tonight and the Buccaneers win against the Panthers on Saturday.
Yes.
Doesn't matter.
Well, the Falcons then need
to beat the Saints on Sunday. So even though the NFL scheduled the Bucs and Panthers to decide the NFC South on Saturday, people may be having to tune in to the Falcons and Saints.
Well, they're banking on the Rams to win tonight, which I think is a pretty safe bet.
There would still be a three-way tie for the NFC South at 8-9 in what would be the NFL's worst division
ever
since, I believe, 2011, when the last 8-9 tie
and the
was.
Panthers win no matter what in that setting.
It was the Chargers, Broncos, the Panthers win. And somebody.
I thought we'd listened to that on the radio last night, that if the Falcons win their last two.
No, we did, but I'm saying... He's saying it's the worst.
Oh,
we've seen seven win teams make the playoffs. The Commanders team that your Bucks beat with Tom Brady in the first round of the playoffs were a 7-win team.
No, I'm saying the worst division total, like all around ever.
In terms of total wins?
In just pure
point differential?
Play. Team.
Oh, you're just saying subjectively it's been awful.
Here is the worst division in NFL history when there's three teams tying for 8-9.
If they had a tournament, like a blind draw in that division right now, one through four, and they just have two semifinals and then a division championship game, who do you think would win?
At this point in time?
Yes.
Probably the Saints.
Well, they're playing the best football, and their quarterback looks like he might be closer to the answer than maybe people thought when he was 28 years old and getting drafted after 19 years of college football.
I feel like he's been the exact same player as Spencer Rattler by a lot of metrics that people care about.
Well, defensive guru Todd Bowles made him look like prime Dan Marino.
Didn't Todd Bowles just say it was the player's fault and not his own, though?
He also said that there was no finger pointing, and there's a video going around of Bucky Irving clearly, literally pointing the finger at the offensive line, and Todd Bowles said there's no finger pointing on our
team.
He's
not long for that position.
No, Ian Rappaport said that he is in no danger of losing his job, and I'm ecstatic about that, gentlemen.
Well,
man, that is grim to hear you talk about that.
I actually think that if the Bucks win, and they're favored to beat the Panthers.
I don't know why.
I think if they win and go 8-9, I do think they're another one of these teams like the 2010 Seahawks where they could upset. They've already beaten the Seahawks this year.
Okay, I'm going to make a crazy statement, though. I think that either team of those two that wins, I know that like one of the matchups that could happen here is 4-5 Panthers-Saints again in Charlotte.
You mean Panthers-Rams.
Panthers-Rams, thank you, sorry.
Yeah.
Saints on the brain.
And the Panthers won that game.
Panthers won that game because they were like superlative on third and fourth down. They just kept going for it, and Bryce Young was awesome.
Yep, deep balls.
I still absolutely think both of those teams are good enough to throw a major scare, if not pull a huge upset in a 4-5 game. I actually do. I actually think I have more faith in Carolina because Mayfield has just turned into
I have more faith in the light bulb going on for Tampa because they're just a better team, I think.
Bryce
Especially
Young,
offensively.
Yes, but Bryce Young's got kind of like a little bit of...
Chris, he threw for 54 passing yards yesterday.
He's also thrown for 440 in a game this year.
So you trust Bryce Young more than Baker?
I think right now at this point, for volatility's sake, yes, because Baker's just largely looked like crap lately.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.